Good morning. My name is Susan Montz. I'm a member of Circle of Friends and a volunteer at CareNet Pregnancy Center up in Pottsville. Circle of Friends has chosen CareNet to come speak to us today because they're a faith-based organization that empowers women and men facing unplanned pregnancies with life-affirming choices. Clients receive accurate information in a compassionate environment. Clients gain knowledge they can use in their everyday life, as well as be introduced to a new life in Jesus. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If they fall down, one can help the other up." The CareNet Center in Schuylkill County has taken those words to heart. The Pottsville and Tamaqua locations are directed by the dynamic duo, Cheryl Cresswell, and our center director, Melissa Eifert. The combined effort of these two awesome individuals has given our center a real picture of what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Welcome, Cheryl and Melissa.
Good morning, everyone. All right, we are here today to say thank you. Thank you to all of you here at Christ Church for your amazing support of our ministry at CareNet. We are just so very delighted to be with you here this morning. There's a scripture in Jeremiah that says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous things, marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." It's because of people like you that we are able to see amazing, marvelous, and wonderful things at CareNet. Every day, God is revealing His glory. Each year in January, we stop to remember. On the third Sunday, President Ronald Reagan set aside this day for us to remember the sanctity of human life. It's a chance for all of us to recognize the value of life, the value of lost lives. Over 53 million in the past 41 years. At CareNet, we truly do want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We extend care to women, men, families who find themselves in crisis. We educate parents who are struggling. We provide material resources, diapers, clothing, and more because you helped.
You found your piece of the puzzle when we shared a cup of coffee and prayerfully planned together at Bethesda on the Corner last winter. We had tried hosting a tea the year before, and with the help of Susan, we had all the china and frills. And then we discovered that men don't come to teas. We wanted our pastors. So we switched to a coffee and decorated with burlap, and thankfully our male pastors came, because men are very much needed at CareNet. So thank you for coming.
We invited you to be a part of a walk for life. In 2011, our walk was held at the Fairlane Village Mall, and we watched as 12 hardy individuals walked around that mall, and we raised a total of $1,200 for CareNet. For the next year, Melissa and I looked at each other, and we thought, we might be able to do better than this. We got in Melissa's van, and one January morning, we drove around Schuylkill County looking for the best location where we could celebrate our walk for life. Well, we found the most beautiful path that we could find in the Schuylkill River Trail. We announced a 5K for life, and we had about 130 people show up, which was so amazing. We thank you because you helped. This past year, we had almost 200 people celebrate at our Walk for Life down by the Schuylkill River Trail. We prayed on that trail. It wasn't just a walk. It was a gift from God. And we're so excited that we're going to be able to use the trail again in 2014.
I would just like to say, in addition to what Cheryl said about our walk, it is one of, I think, the best things, events that we do throughout the year, and we are scheduled for May 3rd in 2014.
So thank
please
you.
Please come.
That's awesome. Who'll be running? Anybody? Well, you have plenty of time. What do they say, couch to 5K in 10 weeks or
10
something?
Weeks, yeah.
So you can do it. We also have a race for babies.
Yes, Mark can go back when I bump the clicker. Thank you.
There you go. And our race for babies is not a fundraiser. It's an opportunity in June that we host at the Schuylkill Mall, and the babies actually get to race. There are heats and lots of prizes. Now, you have to be a crawler. As a baby, you haven't taken your first step, and then you can be a part of the race. And moms and dads, oh my, get ready. We have an amazing time watching them cheer their little ones on. So it's our way of sharing a little bit of the joy we find at the center with the community.
I have to say, when I told my 21-year-old son that we were going to the mall to race the babies, he said, "Mom, I don't know if you want to talk about that because it kind of sounds like dog fighting or something. You're going on the black market to race the babies." You supported our cause for the last 2 years for our golf classic that we hold at the Schuylkill County Country Club. It's a great way to start your summer. We have a lot of fun there. We added the Chinese auction this past year, and we hope to see you there on May 30th. 2014.
In August, we invited the ladies to come for a special event. We recognize as women that we need each other, and we also recognize that we really do enjoy each other's company. Leslie Vernick, a popular national speaker and author, joined the women from churches across our county to share inspiring stories and help us to be the best we can be. We responded with a time of sharing, growth, and prayer. And just a little recap on that day, we walked away a little bit different. As all of you know, CareNet does not receive any government funding. We are completely supported by local businesses, churches, and individuals. The Great Turnaround was held on October 27th, and we saw many of you there. It was at the Blue Mountain Retreat, and it set the stage for our biggest fundraiser of the year. The Great Turnaround came to help us with the financial part of our center's needs. But what happened that day is much bigger than any financial gain. It not only changed our finances, but it changed our hearts. The staff, the board, the volunteers at CareNet have a new heart. It's a heart for the community to reach out to those who might never come to our center. Those in our schools, in our local college campuses, those who think that abortion is their only option. Outreach programs are being put into place to make this connection a reality. You heard Susan talk about the scripture in Ecclesiastes where it says, two are better than one. Well, there is a scripture that goes on to say that a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
The New Life Shop supports CareNet, and it has done a complete turnaround in the last year or so, and it has become a unique mission field inside the ministry at CareNet, and it is run by our third partner, the shopkeeper and slash evangelist of CareNet, Kimberly Pace.
Hello. God is good. I've been with CareNet now for about a year and a half. I was on the board of directors. And when the board of directors decided to make a change at the New Life Shop, I was excited and I was happy to help them. We turned it into a boutique instead of a thrift store that reaches out to people in our community to help everyone in the family with all kinds of great clothing, shoes, and accessories. But we're far more than that. We're a ministry all on our own. God brings people in our door every day just to talk that just need someone to listen to them. So we encourage each one of you to come in someday to see our New Life Shop and to just to be part of something very special. We're open on Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, and we're there late on Thursdays. We have two employees, myself and one other very part-time girl, but the rest of the shop is run by volunteers. I have about six of them right now. A lot of my volunteers come from the Gaudenzia Halfway House, so they're very special to us also. And our customers, we have great customers. They come from all over Pottsville. They come from everywhere. Our clothes are donated from the consignment shops in the area, so we have better brand clothing at a really great price. So feel free to come in anytime just to have a tour or just to say hi. And if your heart tugs at you, to bring some of your goodies that we can sell to raise money to support CareNet. Thank you.
I think an interesting thing to note also is that since Kimberly has taken over the store, we no longer need a waiting room in CareNet because the clients all want to come in to say hello to her first before they come in for their There's one of our volunteers.
And she's not the only one that loves what she finds on their racks at the New Life Shop. If you haven't shopped there in a while, it's a lot of fun. Now, we've given you a brief tour of everything that surrounds CareNet, our support, our fun events, and the New Life Shop. Now it's time to take a peek inside the center. Because of you, many moms have chosen life for their babies. Because of you, dads are looking us in the eye saying things like, "I just love this little guy. He's more important than anything in my life, me."
We often have moms who come in with tears and leave with smiles, knowing that they're not alone and that someone actually does care about them. Like the young lady pictured here, whose baby is now a toddler. This mom attends college. She works and she maintains a home while raising her baby. She would tell you if she were here that CareNet has helped her through a crisis and helped her to establish healthy goals for her future. We've had more than 3,400 visits so far this year from moms just like this one.
Our moms are helped by compassionate, trained volunteers. Amazing volunteers who represent churches from across our entire county. The volunteers are not only trained to help in a crisis situation, but we know how to pray together, to worship together, and to grow together. These pictures were taken at a retreat dedicated to the growth, the spiritual growth of those who serve at CareNet. We have volunteers who come together and share and grow, laugh and cry, and we stand in awe of the miracles that happen because you are so generous. You respond because Jesus nudges at your heart. We have volunteers who work. This is an amazing picture. I don't know how many of you have been to the basement at CareNet. If you were there a year and a half ago, you would see something very, very different than you see today. We see God working not only in our hearts, in the people we meet, but also in the walls of our building. I have to tell you a little story. About 2 years ago, we got the bright idea that we'd like to purchase that building that we're in at 110 South Center Street. We had a few people look at it, and most of the advice was, ooh, a lot of work here, a lot of money. So we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. And it turns out that the opportunity to purchase the building didn't happen. But that didn't mean that we didn't need more space or to utilize the space that we had in a better way. Melissa and I took a trip down to the basement, and we thought for sure there must be a space here that we could use. Well, Melissa has a background in demolition. And she said, we just got to know what's behind these walls. We just have to, let's look under these ceiling tiles. Next thing you know, my partner in crime over there was pulling the paneling off the walls and pulling the ceiling tiles down, thinking, this could be our extra space. And I'm going, oh, how are we going to put this back? Well, that day, we went back to our office, and we posted on Facebook, can anyone help? We need to build new walls, put in a new ceiling, add a few things to make a classroom that was so desperately needed. Within 3 days, we had raised the money that we needed for drywall. What else did we pick up, Frank? a lot of different things, but it was all there. But you know what wasn't there? We had no one to do the work. Now, I think Melissa could have done it, but... But we looked at each other, and we'll just have to pray. Was it that same day, Melissa?
We were unloading the truck.
And a gentleman came into the store. He had just moved here from the Boston area, didn't have a job just yet. He had pastored a church in Boston and also worked in the schools in the building trades, teaching the building trades. He said, is there anything that we can do? He says, I have a couple weeks. And it's like we looked at each other and we said, yeah, we have work that you can do. And that gentleman finished that classroom for us in a matter of maybe 2 weeks. A youth group from a local church was doing a mission trip, and they decided they wanted to do it locally. So the week he finished the drywall, they came in and did the painting. And the classroom is now being used for a number of different things. Wow. Miracles. Miracles in pulling some paneling off the walls and finding what's behind them. But God was in it, and we're so grateful. That, I don't want to jump ahead, but that classroom is now being used for so many different things. A life skills class that held 20 young men and women, being held by our extern who's from McCann School of Business. And we also have a men's Bible study in there every Tuesday during the day and a worship time for the community in the evening every Tuesday. So we're excited about that. Well, maybe you're thinking you might like to be a part of this amazing journey. Last year, we introduced a new training at CareNet. You can now get your crisis coach, your crisis pregnancy coaching certification at the Pottsville Center through the American Association of Christian Counselors. We will be holding our next training in March. And It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to make a commitment to be a crisis pregnancy coach, but the material and the information that you learn during this training will help you in any area of your life. And then, if you are called to be a coach at the center, God will use you, and you will get to experience those same marvelous, wonderful miracles that we've been watching over the past 2 years. Oh, there's more.
This is our builder.
What's that?
There's our builder.
Yes, Bob the Builder. You will find yourself smiling at the work God does. You'll find yourself celebrating. You'll celebrate new life found in the heartbeats of the infants who are born because of your investment in caring. Celebrating new life in Jesus because a young woman named Ashley or Lexi or Melinda prayed a prayer to trust Christ. You'll smile when you look into her eyes and ask her, "Is there anything that would keep you from trusting Christ right now?" And when she responds by asking you to pray the prayer of salvation with her, I promise you, you will be smiling and celebrating. Our volunteers get to reach out. It's an increased opportunity to touch your community and make a difference. We introduce entire families to a new life. The first time someone hears that someone believes in them could be from one of our volunteers. They find an opportunity to encourage and to empower. It was almost 2 years ago when we knew that we needed a new ministry at CareNet. It was going to be a ministry that would help or care for those who were experiencing after abortion crisis. Did you know 1 in 3 women who are sitting in the pews of our churches have experienced an abortion and don't often know what to do, how to experience forgiveness? At our center, we wanted someone who would care for them, and we went as far as scheduling all the training. And as I was getting ready to do that training, kind of kicking and screaming all the way because I already had much on my plate, a woman from the Pine Grove area called and said, "I have my post-abortion training certification, and I just feel called to help you at your center." And that young woman came to the center and has worked with people who come, and it could be men or women, experiencing the pain of abortion. Linda was called to Pottsville.
This is one of my favorite pictures. This is the fists of some of our male clients and their counselors after a men's workshop that we have down in our new classroom. I love this picture because it shows the power that can come just from men who come together to worship the Lord and grow and help each other to grow. And one of these fists belongs to this young man. He comes every week with his wife, and sometimes, you know, they come for their parenting classes. He comes for the men's workshop. A lot of times they stop in just to say hello or to see Kim in the store. In recent months, they were coming in and asking us for extra prayer because an ultrasound showed that their second child had fluid on his brain and some other issues, and there was the possibility that he would be born with brain damage. And we prayed with them quite frequently, actually. And just this past Thursday, they stopped by with their first son, who is named Gabriel, which I have a Gabriel, so that makes him kind of extra special. And their perfectly healthy new baby boy. And it was such a uplift for us to see this perfectly healthy little boy, but to hear this family who didn't have a lot of background in God and what it means to have faith, and to have them be able to see how God answers prayer was just really, really something. Moms are learning. We have all different parenting classes at CareNet. This young woman is enrolled in a new class that we have called A Woman and Her Relationships. This class teaches women the value of their most important relationship, which is to God, and then how to have healthy relationships with others. Her daughter often plays with us in the office while mom is in her class. If you love babies, we need babysitters. But we oftentimes will just stop what we're doing, put a blanket on the floor, and sit down and play with the little ones so their moms can learn. The children at CareNet are very much cared for. We have extra programs for children throughout the year. We may have a dental hygiene program. We may teach parents how to talk to their kids about drugs. We have classes on tips for early childhood development or proper nutrition. These classes, we often try to bring experts in to teach them. The children are being loved at CareNet. I think some of our little ones think of us as grandma. Many of them will come toddling. I think we've even had a few that came crawling into the office already, just to give hugs and say hello to us, and they always have to stop to play with the silk flower on Cheryl's desk. Here again is our men's group. They are being taught a course called Authentic Manhood. This is something that's become very important to us at CareNet, to not only be there for the woman in a crisis, but to realize the importance of the role that the dad has. And there's such a need for strong Christian men to come alongside our male clients and just help them to learn how to be the man that God created them to be, to lead their families. So far this year, we've had a 30% increase in visits by male clients. We've seen 1,250 or so, probably more than that actually now, who are coming, and it's just growing and growing, because as word spreads, the men are just, they're hungry for this. And of course, we also see a lot of teens. This couple came in with tears. They had joy, mixed emotions, crises. This young lady took her pregnancy test at our center. She came in with her boyfriend and his mother, and she took her test in our little bathroom there, and when we went in to read the results and they were positive, I actually got to just hold on to her while she cried. We spent several hours, I think, with that family, and by the time they left, they realized this wasn't the end of the world, that we could work this out. They came back with the mother a couple more times, and then they got stronger and realized that they wanted to try and do this right as a couple, as a family, and they started coming on their own now. And we can just offer them the education of what's happening to her body, and mainly the encouragement that they can get through this and still have their life. This young man didn't even have to give up football, which was a concern that he had. But they're doing great. They're in school yet, and they're going to make it. And I think that we've had a big part in that. There is joy in working side by side. Our counselors, like Cheryl said, they love Jesus and they have his heart toward the clients. Their desire is to be his hands and feet, and they take their job very seriously, knowing there is so much more to what they can help a client accomplish than just the birth of the baby. Our counselors are really on the front lines. I'm sure Susan would have some stories about that. They're on the front lines, and they are fighting for family, which we all know is under major attack. And they are leading people to the Lord.
This is one of my favorite projects from 2013. We were able to start a group at our Penn State Schuylkill campus. It's through their Faith Alive organization, which is the only Christian organization on campus. I'm going to invite you to pray for this ministry. We can see the power in it. We are working with a group of young women. About 8 attend the sessions that we provide. And it's quite amazing. The girls came to the session and they connected with CareNet. They come to the shop in Pottsville and look for the clothing that they need, and they can save money there. So they got to know Kim and Melissa, and they heard about an activity that we were having at Blue Mountain High School, and they asked if they could volunteer. Well, the program, most of you are familiar, is about abstinence, and these are college girls. And I'm not sure if they knew what they were getting into, but they were challenged by the speaker that night. And they took the commitment to abstinence, and they purchased those rings for themselves. And as I see them each week, it's amazing that they want to be connected to this ministry and all that it stands for. So I do see that we, as a Christian community, can have an impact on our campus when we take a few minutes to pray and a few minutes to care. And I can see this ministry growing. So, again, not sure where God is taking it, but it is happening, and we're so excited to be a part of it. We also had the privilege this year to connect with a high school program at the Lifelong Learning Center called Select. We were able to go and speak with the girls and connect with them, and we hope to continue that relationship. So there's another opportunity for you to pray. This past year, we offered character building series and workshops for young girls ages 10 to 13. We have programs for older teens in a redefined program. Melissa has worked with Scott Webb from Clinical Outcomes to present a program in our local schools, and she's developing that program to be able to move out and work with teens in homeschool groups, youth groups, and within the school. So we're excited to say that we are working with prevention, not only with crisis. In 2014, we are really excited to say that we are going to be able to bring the Silver Ring thing back to Schuylkill County.
Yes, we found the night to be such a success that we booked them immediately for next year. We're hoping to move the location a little further north in the county to try and get more children from that area as well, teens, not children. The statistics for this year's, though, just to show you what we were able to experience, there were several of you there. Your youth group came. There were almost 400 people who attended. We had 165 student rings purchased. And with that purchase came the commitment to waiting until marriage. 55 parents also bought rings to support their children in their commitment. And most importantly, out of those 400 people that attended that night, there were 103 who went forward to commit their lives to Jesus. So it was just a huge, huge success. And we are really excited about next year.
So you can see that we really do have the opportunity to celebrate life at CareNet. It gives us a great opportunity. It gives us work that needs to be done. We are so grateful to churches like yours who see that mission field right in your own backyard. A few years ago, when I first started at CareNet, a young man came into the center. And he sat out in that waiting room that no one uses anymore with his head in his lap. Wasn't quite sure what was wrong. I went out and greeted him, and I could see the tears running down his cheek. That young man reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper. And there was a name of a drug written on that piece of paper. And it was called mifepristone. And I was the brand new director at that time, and I knew what the drug was, but for the life of me, I wasn't sure how to answer his question. He said his girlfriend and himself had gone to a clinic in Maryland, and they had given him two pills, one that was to be taken right away, and a second that was to be taken 3 days later. And it would be what we call a medical abortion. And that young man and his girlfriend, she had taken that first pill. And he said, I was hoping that you could tell me what to do because we've changed our mind. And right then and there, I knew that enough people did not know about what we do. And as much as I wanted to help that young man, there was very little that I could do other than send them to the emergency room. When people know the kind of love and caring and support that they can get in this community at CareNet because of the work and the investment that all of you make, it will make a difference. CareNet shouldn't be this county's best kept secret. There truly is life to celebrate. So let's work together. Let's do the work that God set out for us to do. You see this baby fist on the screen. After we saw that tiny little fist, it became our symbol of God's miracles, His power, and His glory being revealed inside our center. So I hope you'll join us today as we do our fist pump, because it's all about His glory.